to the Colgram Report, Monday at 8 to 9.
Everybody, this is Kaz. Well, Chef Kazooie from Aramu Breakfast Show.
Oh, today. What's up, Kaz?
Oh, hi, Jeremy.
Kaz. So,
we can't find Aramu today.
I don't know where Adam is.
Oh my gosh! So we gotta do something about it. Today's show without Aramu, we gotta find Aramu then.
Yeah, I don't know where he is. He's usually really prompt with his shows and you know. Delivers on his guests and whatnot, but now he's not here today.
That's right.
We have a special guest here with us that's going to help us find Aramu.
Oh, yeah, here it is.
The beautiful Diamond.
I know. Oh, you know her name already. Oh, okay.
Go ahead, Diamond. How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Thanks a lot for coming in the studio with us tonight.
You're welcome.
What did you think when you got my email? Like, we were looking for somebody to come into the studio and be a sidekick and I sent you a message on Craigslist, and you wrote me back a couple times, and you're like, hey, give me a call just so I know that you're real, because Craigslist is filled with a lot of fake shit all the time. But what did you think when you saw my email? Did you think it was weird?
No, yeah, I was interested, but then I thought it was weird because I wasn't sure if it was a fake or not, and so that's why I told you.
Yeah, no.
Give me a call.
Because there's a lot of fake shit on Craigslist.
But I was very interested.
Yeah?
Yes.
Was it like the weirdest kind of request you ever saw? Like, hey, just come on our radio show. We don't know who you are or what you do. Just come on over.
Yeah.
That was weird, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm glad you came down. Kaz, what are we going to do to find Aramu? Figure it out. I think the first thing we got to do.
Yeah.
Is drink a lot of whiskey.
That's right. Oh, wow. I see the bottle of whiskey right next to me.
Yeah, I went picked up a special bottle of whiskey for Kaz. he said he likes whiskey, but only on the rocks.
That's right, on the rock today.
So Kaz has got a bag of ice sitting next to him and a bottle of some Maker's Mark.
Oh, my God. This is a kids' show, supposed to be.
Oh, right.
Oh, well, we have adult kids, too. So, yeah, we are enjoying whiskey and the Tecate and everything. And, oh, yeah, we are having fun without Aramu. I guess that's the only night I can enjoy without Aramu.
Yeah, it's almost like Adam, I mean, like, I know he's not here, but I'm not even thinking about him too much right now. Because I smoked a whole bunch of marijuana.
Oh, yeah, that's why I could smell something.
Yeah, it's funny. It smells funny, that marijuana.
We had
a blunt going, and we had a bowl going.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, that's how we do it here at Skid Row Studios. Everybody knows that. Yeah. And it was funny, too, because, Kaz, you said, I asked you what kind of beer you want. You said Tecate.
Tecate with a Mexicano accent.
I saw earlier on Facebook you posted something about Tecate. So.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I was having Tecate with lime. I couldn't request your lime because you don't have a kitchen here, so I couldn't imagine. You can cut the lime, so, well, still I can have a Tecate.
Yeah.
Well, lime, that's a perfect combination, but I don't have lime, but it's fine.
So, Diamond, tell us about yourself. How long have you been in L.A.? Born and raised?
No. I lived in L.A. for about a year now.
Mm. Where'd you come from?
Rialto.
So still in California,
yes.
Though. You grew up in Rialto?
Yes.
Okay.
Born in Texas, but I was raised out here.
Cool. And do you love L.A. so far?
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's good. I just moved to New York City. things didn't work out in New York City. I still have an apartment in the Lower East Side of New York City right now.
Oh.
Right outside of Katz's Deli.
What do you want to do with that?
I want to move back to L.A. Yeah. It's been a month, and I'm going to move back to L.A. and get rid of that place in New York City.
Okay. So you're coming back again.
I am.
That's wonderful.
What do you think of that, Kaz? Have you ever been to New York City?
I love New York, but I can't live there, actually, because my, you know, I mean, health-wise, I can't live without, you know, this dry weather. So that I love New York, but I can't move there. It's hot and it's, you know, whatever, cold.
It gets so cold, and then it gets so hot.
Oh, God, that's...
I had the AC cranking the whole time I was there, and it was about 100 plus time I was there, and I wasn't there very long.
It's ridiculous. Good idea. We'll come back to L.A. And
thanks.
Yeah. What are you next? I have never hosted the radio show. I have to be honest with you. So, what's next?
Whatever you want, Kaz. This is your night, actually. Adam. We couldn't find Adam. We have no idea what he's going on. Yeah. What's going on with him? But we still wanted to do the radio show. So
that's right. Well, we have a lot of listeners tonight, I guess. So people should call this number. 1-800-893-9562. And then you can join the conversation or ask whatever, me or Diamond, Jeremy or Skid Row Studio itself. You can ask anything to us.
Yeah, it's a free-for-all tonight. We don't know where Adamo is, and so we're just going to do the radio show anyway.
That's wonderful.
And we're lucky to have the lovely Diamond.
That's right.
With us.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Diamond.
You're welcome. Thank you.
So I guess we want to talk about something, I guess, with Diamond. So what do you think about this radio show? Have you done any radio show?
No, I haven't. This is my first.
But usually what's your goal, whatever you want to accomplish in your life? Do you have any idea?
Have you never been in here?
Like, what do you want to do in the future? Well, dream.
I'm a dancer.
Oh, dancer, right?
I like to dance.
That's right. So that's wonderful. You know, that's one of your talent. I really admire. My case, I do hold my year of life like a comedy and other, you know, things. So over 20 years it's going to be. Mm-hmm. So wonderful, I guess. You have any callers, Jeremy? No.
Not yet.
Okay. Well, Jeremy, do you have a music or something to play? I don't know.
I want to learn a little bit more about Diamond.
Oh, okay, that's wonderful. You can ask.
You're giving me a face like, oh, man, not more questions.
Yeah.
You don't like to talk about yourself?
Well, I'm a bit shy.
You're shy?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
But you're not shy enough to respond to my email on...
Yeah, I am.
Well, that case is she's dancing, right? Whole dancing is self-expression, like a talk, but it doesn't mean that she talks loud, like, you know, hey, you know, baby, you know, she doesn't talk like that.
No. Right.
But she is expressionate by dancing, you know, showing to the people, I guess. Yeah, so I guess.
Do you, is that true that you express yourself through dancing and other things?
Yes, I love dancing.
Yeah?
Yes.
Show us some dance moves right now. Here, what kind of song should I play?
Just dancing, can you do that?
Go ahead.
Any music, I guess. Well, I don't know. She should request some music.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, she said anything is fine. Oh, wow. I never seen the dancing in my whatever radio station. That's great experience. Okay. I guess it's going to be ready.
Go ahead, start dancing, and then I'll come in with the music.
Oh, okay.
It'll go backwards.
Okay. Oh, is that right? Did you hear that?
No.
Go ahead and dance.
Oh, yeah.
Slow.
Oh,
slow.
No.
You're going to dance slow, right?
Oh, okay.
Ricky Yard.
You can take it off.
Yeah, you can take the headphones off.
Oh, you can hear? Jeremy. Yeah, he's going to get the music out.
Oh, yeah. Kiddo boys, and this mother once again.
Yeah.
And we told you we would in 91 or 92. But you know, there's a lot of people mad about our success.
Oh, wow.
such as the DEA.
What kind of dance do you...
IRS and other wicked people in high places.
Is that right?
You know, when I was growing up, people used to kill.
That was very, very good.
Jeremy, look at his face. Oh, God. He's so happy.
I'm dropping things back here. I don't know what's going on. That was really good.
Oh, God. Thank you. It's dropped. Dropping.
You, so do you dance professionally at all or at clubs or anything? Or?
No, not yet.
No?
No, but I'm looking for it.
Oh. Yeah?
I want to.
Yeah.
Yes.
Cool. And can I ask approximately how old are you?
I'm 21.
Cool. All right, well, thanks. Kazu, take it away.
Yeah, well, that was something new experience. I guess it was wonderful dance with slow music. Oh, gosh. So you dance with slow music? Or
I can dance with all kinds of music.
All kinds of music.
Dancing. I'm a dancer.
Oh, yeah? Do you have any... background of the training of the dancing that you went to school with?
No, I've just been dancing.
Oh, just like a rhythm, right of a beat.
Like. Hey guys, I want to introduce my friend Kitty.
Oh, Kitty.
Hello.
Hi. I met you before, huh?
Yeah, you guys met at the Mormon show with David Lieberhardt.
David Lieberhardt. That's right. Oh, you didn't? Right, yeah, I was sitting.
She didn't remember. Yeah, Kaz was sitting right next to you, Kitty.
It was in dark. I guess my face wasn't that obvious.
Yeah, now you're
like, so Kitty sounds here.
Kitty, thanks for coming in.
No problem.
Hey, remember when you used to have a radio show?
Yes.
Oh.
Verbal Vomit.
She did.
Verbal Vomit with Dave Chaos.
Oh.
Yeah, they were one of the first radio shows at Skid Row Studios.
That's great. So we're kind of gathering the whole Skid Row history and everybody.
We're going back in time.
Going back in time.
Yeah, that's wonderful. So, yes, we did the dancing and a wonderful dance.
Well, she did the dancing.
Yeah, that's right. Well,
don't try to take credit.
Well, I couldn't. Well,
I'm your back girl.
I used to be dancer too. I used to be dancer too.
Oh, all right.
In the kabuki dance.
You should make him dance.
So, let me see some.
Yeah.
Let me see some.
Well, I'm not.
Yeah, Kaz, we want to see.
Come on. I'm not
some
putting makeup.
Dancing.
No, you don't need the makeup. It's radio.
Don't
they can't see.
Well,
they
can't see
anyway.
She's dressed up. I'm not dressed up.
But they'll know our reaction.
Come on, Kaz.
Well,
what kind of music do you need? Or like, we can sing it for you or something. Like, what kind of music do you need? Like,
no, well, Japanese dance. So I don't think you have any of those.
What about that weird like?
How about Gagaku?
Oh, that's fine. Anything's fine. Also, so I have to dance, huh?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Well, to all the people listening now, I'm gonna dance anyway. But you can call the studio later on and ask us whatever, how, you know.
1-800-893-9562.
That's right. So people can call.
That's my radio voice.
That's right.
Very nice. That's my radio voice.
Oh, that's sexy.
Oh. You like that? You want me to talk like that for the rest of the show?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, wow.
Awesome. So for our listeners, he's kind of like slowly walking, and I think that's supposed to be a fan, but he's kind of intriguing and hypnotic.
Very slow movement. He's hiding his face with the fan. Now he's revealing it, putting his arms up. He recognizes something.
It reminds me of like modern
distance.
Dance, like interpretive modern dance. Kind of like a miming, because it's like kind of reaching towards.
He's telling a story.
With, yes.
Yes.
He works hard for the money. How long are we gonna let him dance for? Like.
Oh, thank you so much, Kazu. That was amazing, man. That was amazing.
Oh, wow.
Have you ever performed that in front of an audience, or how do you do
yes.
that?
Well, I have to introduce you something now. Listen to me. I worked with Natalie Portman, her husband Benjamin, famous choreographer, right? They contacted me. I danced the kabuki dance in front of them. And then, well, actually, they recorded whole music with Western music. It's a collaboration. One of the artists, the famous artist now of France, but they live in Echo Park area. Their name is Ayo Echo. actually. And then they are becoming big, growing musician. So they want to do the collaboration, their music, present to her dad, just passed away, and the collaboration with Japanese dance. So I did. I was putting full makeup, white hairs, you know, like whatever. You can check my Facebook, actually. There's a posting of, you know, whatever picture. So we did work together, and then I guess they're going to release this music video first in Paris. And then they're going to show over here.
So you're dancing in the video?
Yes, I do.
Oh,
yeah, right. And also I teach dancing occasionally for the film only,
mm-hmm.
and I am a comedy actor.
I don't know if this is an irrelevant question or if what kind of shoes or are there shoes worn on those things? Because I just pictured you with those like wooden
the wooden shoes,
the wooden with the two slabs, little slabs.
Well, it's not wooden, but woven glass. Otherwise, you can't really jam or anything. It's wooden, then you don't slip. So. It's kind of glass.
One of the Kabuki secrets.
That's right. And then sometimes you don't wear anything, but only socks.
And wear anything like... Oh, like on your feet.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Are you getting high? Maybe too? Sometimes socks.
But you can take... Well, I don't know, Jeremy.
So I want to know more about Diamond, actually.
Well, he called Diamond today.
Because
so.
Diamond seems like she's a tough cookie to crack, or what, tough nut to crack or something.
You wouldn't be able to crack me.
No?
No,
she's pretty. I can see her very, strong heart.
What do you think, Kaz?
Yeah, I think I see her, professional dancer as well. But also she has really, her real spirit. I mean, it's not going anywhere. So that's why I asked her, what's your passion, what's your goal? And she kept saying, dancing. I love dancing. That means she has really natural talent, but also she has a spirit. I don't know where she got it. I can tell.
Kaz is a very spiritual person, so when he tells you that, actually, that means a lot.
Actually, I am. Because my whole my life is like I almost faced death three times, actually, facing now too. But wonderful, I can just keep going for it, and then I have a spirit, so I have a passion for the people, right? So as long as you have audience or people listening to you, you have something in your spirit working out, opening up. So that's how I actually develop my spirituality. I'm connected to whatever almighty you call. But that's the passion for art too, right? So that's my... Well, whenever I talk really... Slowing down, I shouldn't talk, I guess. Oh, gosh. Well, listeners, you can call me and then do my skit, whatever comedy. Please call the number, whatever things. 1-800-893-9562. Florida people, they should call now, but I guess they're having too much fun after college things.
So it's weird doing this show, Kaz, because, we have a lot of really talented hosts here at Skid Row Studios. And, I try to stay off the mic mostly.
Uh-huh.
But it's really hard to fill an hour of trying to talk and
that's right.
Be interesting. So we're going to play a bunch of songs.
That's good. Oh, that's weird. I can drink whiskey.
Keep drinking that whiskey. Kitty, you don't drink, right?
No.
Oh, you don't.
And Diamond, you're drinking a Tecate. Do you want some whiskey?
No.
No, just Tecate.
She's gonna be. Oh wow.
Kaz brought us a whole bunch of chicken sandwiches.
That's from.
Which is really cool from Rally's. I've never had Rally's chicken sandwiches.
Is Texas Rally?
I got more than 10. I guess. I told him, I went to the window. I said, how many do you want? Usually they get the order like two or three, right? I said, well, how much can you get in two bags? And then they said, well, maybe it's going to be 15.
How much can you fit into the bag?
Yeah, so I want
you to answered with a rhetorical, how many can you get?
That's right. But I used to do that. If you have a show, you have to treat people,
Kitty.
Right? Feeding people. So I just thought about, if we have many people coming in, they get high, whatever drinks. They want to eat more.
Munchies.
Munchies. So
you should have told the lady at the window that. You should have been like, I'm going somewhere where people like to get really high. So how many chicken sandwiches does it take to feed a bunch of people?
Well, I did it in a different way, but I think he got it. He was smiling, whatever. Oh, wow, that's a great order. So he gave me extra, I guess, burgers, he said. He said he gave me an extra sandwich.
Did he recognize you?
Some people, but I'm wearing always a cap, so nobody knows my...
Oh, okay.
I'm not really.
You stay hidden out in public mostly?
No, But some people call different name. I said, okay, I'm somebody else. But they misunderstand me, somebody else as well, the whole whatever American people. I guess I mean, white people, when look Asian as the same, right? As the Chinese, everything Chinese. To me, it's the same. If I see the old white people there, it doesn't matter German or Italian, you are white.
It's funny. I was at a restaurant with a friend of mine the other day, and usually I hear a lot of Latinos say, "Oh, they assume that I'm Mexican, but I'm not. I'm Salvadorian, or
then they
I'm
get
from
all crazy
Honduras." But my Mexican friend did it to an Asian woman in a restaurant the other day.
That's what she gets.
And he goes, he said to her right away. He's like, they have a lot of Japanese women in Peru, because we actually went to a Peruvian restaurant.
That's right.
And there's a lot of Japanese influence in Peru.
Mm-hmm.
But he assumed our waitress was Japanese, and she looked at him and gave him this dirty look.
Huh?
And she's like, well, I'm not Japanese, but yeah. And, you know, like, she was pissed about it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get pissed about that ever? Do people ever assume? But you're Mexican, so that's the default, right?
The default. What
meaning, if you're in Los Angeles,
if you're none of the above, then
if
you're
you see someone of Latin descent, chances are that they're going to be Mexican. That's the best.
Okay,
guess.
Well, if you want to get super technical, it wouldn't be called Latin because it's not really Latin America. You're talking about like more like Panama, Uruguay, Nicaragua.
Okay.
I mean, if you want to go there,
that's a thing.
I don't know how technical you want to get into this.
I feel like I'm going back to my Chicano history.
Yeah, let's get there.
But that's
let's
a
get
thing.
The handle yeah, actually.
Yeah. Well, that's saying we have
Chicano,
to know
Mexican American, Mexican. That's kind of like all grouped in the same thing. But
right.
You know, white people. No, just kidding. Like Latino, or the worst is like Spanish. It's like, okay, hello, I'm not even white.
Yeah,
not even like in Europe. But some people will say like, oh, you're Spanish. It's like, no, they hate us.
Our board op, Nicholas Chacon, Kaz, you know Nick.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, dude, what do you think I am? Because he wanted me to guess, because I knew he was of some Spanish origin. I'm like, well, you're a Spaniard because you're white.
Yeah.
And he was surprised that I guessed.
You got
that.
It?
Yeah.
You got it?
Yeah.
Because Argentinians are white too, right?
That's
they're another.
Well, they're
like,
from Italian, Spanish.
Italian,
mostly Italian.
The Spaniards went around and fucked everybody is pretty much what happened.
Basically.
Well.
All right, we're going to listen to a couple songs for fun. Thanks.
Are they good?
Enjoy the drink.
I picked them out, so you're probably going to hate them.
Oh, great.
Actually, we're getting a caller, so why don't we...
Woo!
Oh, yay, caller.
Hello.
Hi.
This is Smiley Virus.
Oh, you are from Texas.
Yes, I am from Texas.
Okay, that's not your name. You have to introduce your name properly, please.
My name is Richard Davis.
Oh, that I remember. I sent you my card, right? Signed card.
Yes.
Yes, and then
I have a question for you.
Oh, yeah, please.
Have you ever been to a rave before?
Yes, I have. Well, I used to rave a lot. Actually, almost party every night.
Oh, damn.
Tell us about your party
stories. Do you like psytrance?
Huh?
Do you like psytrance?
Well, what do you mean? Which side trick you're talking?
Do you like psytrance?
I think Kaz is more of a minimal techno guy.
No, I'm not.
Oh.
So, let's switch the question. Whatever you want to ask, go ahead.
When you were at the rave, did you crap inside the porta potty or inside the woods?
Well, you take a guess. I don't want to
answer the question, Kaz.
I don't even want to answer to this stupid question. Come on. Ask
caller,
me something nice.
Caller,
I
want to
know about the drugs
that
you did at the raves.
Yeah.
To me, that's
I'm sorry, Kazu.
Yeah, I know.
I'm
but
sorry.
You're okay. You're okay. I won't.
You get a pass this time.
It's my birthday today.
Huh? That's right.
It's
your
birthday today.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Happy birthday, Smiley. Happy
Thank
birthday
you
to you.
Much.
You have a wonderful future and a golden pea tonight.
Thank you.
Kazu. And
I am your number one super best fan.
That's right. I remember. Yeah, he is. He is actually.
Your super best friend?
No, best friend. Best fan.
He said, oh.
He's
super best
fan. You understand, right? Yeah, but
yes.
I love all my fans. I really appreciate your support. So I'm telling you, Smiley, you are one of the best fan today. So you have a wonderful evening.
Smiley,
when
did you first learn about Kaz? Was it on Tim and Eric?
I learned about Kazu when I was a small child.
Oh, yeah?
When? How long ago?
I have always looked up to Kazoo.
Oh, wow. That's, I feel like a stalker's going on. But I
well,
uh-huh.
That
was a tell weird. Me what I life lessons you've learned from Kazoo.
Uh-huh.
I've learned a lot of things from Kazoo.
Okay, tell me one.
I've learned to love myself.
That's right.
And others.
Yeah.
Kazoo teaches
oh.
love and anti-sadness.
That's true.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, I did that whole thing.
Pursuit of happiness. Sadness.
I'm sad too, but I hope you have a wonderful evening.
Thank you for calling, caller.
Let's address that. And you look totally sad now. Like, why are you sad?
Of course, yeah, because my sadness is from others too. I can give happiness, but it's hard to take all sadness because, you know, I'm very spiritual. I feel something through the voice. So I feel some sad and share the sadness as a real friendship. That's my whole life.
You're the type of person that if you're around negativity, it affects you badly, right?
I must be staying in bed for a couple of days for sure. Yeah.
Because you're sensitive to other people's vibes.
Yeah, well, that's my sensitivity. You know, that's part of art too. You know, if you do the comedy, you have to know what you can talk about, but you can't really touch the real important part. So I really feel people and I talk to the people. I feel like, you know, we can make a fun of it. But maybe, you know, we shouldn't go for it. But some comedians, they don't know what to offend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the feeling they don't have with the audience.
Then they get in trouble and then it comes on TMZ.
Always. Well, it's okay. Part of the whole harsh talk is fine in comedy. But sometimes we have something that we shouldn't cross the border. That's I feel like. So when I hear such story, I get emotional for sure, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Kaz, we're going to listen to a couple songs, but then
okay,
when we come back, I want to hear about your crazy party times, like all the lines of coke you snorted off of hot chicks and
I'm sharing a real name, so I can't really share the real story now.
Yeah, you can. And
tomorrow,
you did a bunch of speed and
you killed
that prostitute in Vegas.
Oh, yeah, wow, that's for sure.
I want to hear about all those stories. So after our songs.
Take slow. great.
Nobody likes my music, huh?
No.
What was that?
This band called Old Man Gloom.
Oh.
Old Man Gloom.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
How'd you get into them?
East Coast hardcore bands and shit like that.
That's good. Some people like different kind of music. How about Kitty? What kind of music do you like?
I mostly listen to punk and...
Oh, punk.
Rap.
So you like the Momon too?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, by the way, today is the anniversary for 14 years.
Congratulations. 14 years, right?
Congrats to the Mormons and the Mormon Music Radio Pod.
That's right. Yeah, I remember. They have a Thursday night. I'm here once a while, and then they invite me for their radio show. I was here twice, I guess.
And where you were at the old studio at my apartment.
Yes, that's how we started Adamo Podcast there, too.
Can I tell people who your uncle is?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
When you first told me this, it kind of blew me away, you know?
Oh, like, okay. Yeah.
Pat Morita is Kaz's uncle.
Yeah, he's great uncle, but he's not really blood related. His wife's side, but he treated me really nice.
Yeah, and for those that are too young to know, that was Mr. Miyagi in the Karate Kid movies.
That's right.
Yeah. Those were, you know, that for a lot of people, those were some of my favorite movies as a young kid.
Well, that's the wonderful, it was significant to all the Asian American actor too, you know. He was trying to identify himself, he is a Japanese American. But most of the job he got around 70s, it's all Chinese role. And he was really struggling with identity, you know, what kind of Asian we are. Like you guys are talking about before, earlier, you know?
Mm-hmm.
People can take a guess from outside. Oh, you look, by the skin color.
Do you ever watch King of the Hill?
Yeah.
Like, remember that episode when Khan moved in and he's low Asian and they're all, so are you Chinese or Japanese?
That's right.
I'm from Laos, low Asian.
That's right.
So are you Chinese or Japanese?
Yeah. But now people more know about, you know, difference. Korean food and Japanese. And then they can take a guess. Oh, you're Thai, right? You know, they're so familiar with it.
If you live in bigger cities, I think people are... I mean, still here, like I said, my friend still made the mistake of assuming. But in small towns like where I grew up, that's it's just like King of the Hill. If you're dark-skinned, you're definitely Mexican. And if you're Asian, you're... They won't even guess Japanese. They'll basically just... assume you're Chinese no matter what.
Yeah.
Everyone's Chinese.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I say, you know, like to the white people, everybody looks Chinese, Asian.
Mm-hmm.
It's their stereotype. To me, it's difficult to take a guess what kind of African, right? Or you're from maybe Dominican Republic, you know, they look darker too.
Or Brazilian.
So it's a Brazilian too, you know, their whole
mix. Or Cuban.
That's right, Cuban too. So it's
or Portuguese.
Just some. Well, that's right.
One up you. No.
But next door, I was at the event actually just over the weekend, Sunday, at the Colosseum, you know, LA Colosseum. And then lady sitting next to me was dark skin. You know, I thought she's American, you know, like African American. But I started talking to her, how are you doing? You know, old lady. She said, and then her helper came, she doesn't speak English. I said, really? But she looks more American to me. I mean, they're dark African American. She said, she only speak Espanol, whatever, Spanish. I said, okay. And then my whole idea, stereotype was kind of blew up. You know, like, what is she?
Your mind was blown.
Yeah, but it was like Dominican Republic, somewhere, you know, little Latin America, but part of, you know, those kind of things. So, Jeremy, what are you going to talk about now?
I'm sorry, Kaz. I was trying to cue up Diamond's next dancing song.
That's right. Yeah. Now, yeah. Wow. Today is a wonderful show. We can see the special kind of dance, you know, with a diamond ring. That's wonderful. I guess. So we're ready to shoot music now. Okay.
Kaz, come on, man. You got to keep it rolling.
Oh, God. That's really tough, you know, being a hostage with whiskey in the hand, but you kind of sip
it. Were you born in the United States?
No, I was born in Japan, but...
Okay, so tell us about when you came here from Japan.
I don't know, more than 15-something years ago. I had an uncle, and I have a whole mutual friends. Like, I was really exhausted working in the entertainment industry and other things. So I asked them, I'm going to quit entertainment business. And then they asked me, well, you should move to Los Angeles. And 3 months later, I moved to Los Angeles. So since then, I'm here. But the whole, my friend and everybody, it was before 9/11. So economy was really growing up. So I was doing the business with my uncle in Beverly Hills. I was one of the management director. But really doing well. But after September 11, everything crashed. So, and after that, he had, I think, twice, at least three times, stroke. And he couldn't do any business anymore. And I was in charge. And then losing the business, I was like, oh, what the fuck, you know, what we can do? Every month you have to pay $10,000 rents for the business space. I was by myself sitting at the office. And the business is going down. And then I was like, wow. So that's it. And we sold a business and I started acting again. So that was more than 7 years ago. But now I'm sitting in the Skid Row studio. I think we're going to ready for the music now, right?
Yeah.
I guess that's it.
What, yeah. You're not going to dance?
I did dance, right?
Ah, come on. I got another good song. Oh.
Is that okay? Is that okay?
I like the song.
The pressure's on.
All right, well, hold on.
You should have asked her what song she wanted to hear.
What song do you want to hear?
She felt like dancing.
We got a caller. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Saved by the call.
Hey. Who is this?
Hello, is this Kazoo?
Oh, Adamo.
What's up?
Adamo, we are really looking for you, but I guess you're in somewhere and having fun, huh?
Yeah, I had a meeting. I just got over with, but I want to say you're hilarious, man.
Well, you're listening to me?
Yes, to you, Kaz, the one and only.
I'm sorry, this is a kid's show, but I'm drinking whiskey and a beer without you. So I guess I'm having fun without mama.
Wait, I want to know who this lady is next to you. She sounds really hot.
Diamond.
She's really hot.
She's a bomb diamond and blowing out my mind.
Have you got a lap dance from her yet?
Well, I guess that depends on the tip.
We're going to play a song, and then that's what's going to happen.
I'm so happy.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm excited. Keep that shit going. You guys are amazing. Kaz, I love
Adam,
you.
Adam, how'd the meeting
Jeremy,
go?
What's up, brother? You're the best. And young whore, I love you, too.
Yeah.
Damn,
she's
Adam.
Beautiful.
What the fuck?
I mean, sweetheart. I don't know. I just called in from a taxi.
Oh, that's
start.
True. He can see. That's fine. You know.
I'm really shit-faced.
How'd the meeting go, Adam?
Why?
Did it go great?
It went well, but I wish I could see that beautiful lady next to
you. You really do, actually. God, she's very, very beautiful.
Yeah, you missed
amazing body, Adam. You would not believe it.
Well,
amazing.
Tell her that I sometimes speak too many words and I should just feel instead.
Oh, that's, you have to be
so,
here. But you
Kaz, you're going to have to make up for the both of us now.
Diamond,
why?
This is the regular host of the show that's on the phone right
Hello,
now.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, wow, you sound amazing.
Thank you.
Wow. So Jeremy's treating you well.
Yes. Yeah. Very well.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, keep the good work up. You sound great on the radio.
And Kaz brought chicken sandwiches for enough for like 15 people.
Really?
Yeah.
You have to.
So if you're hungry, Adam, stop by the studio for a chicken sandwich.
No.
Yeah, he ate something, huh?
All right. Well,
all right. We're going to go to San Francisco and do mushrooms on your birthday.
All right, sounds good.
That's
right. I'll talk to you guys soon.
All right, okay. Later, Adam.
It was Adamo, I guess.
Adamo.
We found him last 15 minutes.
All right, what kind of music do you want to hear? You're going to give Kaz a lap dance. How about that?
No.
Kaz deserves a lap dance. Kaz, say you've been looking forward to a lap dance all night, right?
Well, that's my dream. I guess it's going to come true, I guess. Right.
It's his dream.
Oh, wow.
You're going to make his dream come true.
What kind of music would be good for that?
Some slow music?
Oh.
Like slow rap or like Eazy-E I got? Is that good? No, that too old? I'm too old school?
Yeah, I guess whatever it works.
R&B something?
R&B. All right, let me try to look for R&B something.
Well, he's looking for the music now, but yeah.
He's all typing in R&B.
Something.
But that's, you know, classic. Wonderful. So Adamo is there, and we found Adamo, so we have 14 minutes left. And then we're going to have wonderful dancing. And I guess that's going to be about it today. But, you know, every Tuesday, Adamo has a show. And he never skip it. Today, he skipped. Okay, now it's happening.
Hey, brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Oh.
Yes. I guess this isn't that slow. Is that bad?
Yeah.
Oh, it's not working.
No.
Oh. Well, I don't know
what you typed in, but...
Yeah, what kind of slow music you're talking about?
Come on, this is, I'm trying to make this up as I go, and I don't have R&B picked
out.
I
guess it's not going to work, right?
No? Yeah. Well, that's our professional way of trying to avoid attention.
You're crushing his dreams.
That's why I guess we can ask her again sometimes, you know. But she's a wonderful dancer, you know. I really see that. What's this? Sounds well...
The sleeping hip-hop one.
What? This is the fairy tale song.
All right, just do this.
Well, that's kind of sexy.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, she started moving. Wow. That means she's getting the rhythm, right?
Will it be the real niggas back with that hard street shit?
Bitch, niggas you should dance to the Jeremy. Actually, not me, but it's okay. Where's Jeremy? Oh, yeah, he's coming back. Jeremy, you should have, right? Huh? No, but you should get dancing. Don't
she's prepping. Jeremy loves lap dances. He's like addicted to them.
He kept saying for a couple of days.
Yeah, he's like addicted.
Wow. Take a picture.
My niggas
the CPT.
So here we go again with part three of the script. Making bitch made niggas bite their lip when we
did. Jeremy's happy. So tell me
how and he doesn't have the restrictions of the no hands, keep the hands to the fucking real.
Yeah, Jeremy's a nice guy. He's not, you know, once in a while he needs to have fun.
He deserves to have fun.
Well, yeah, of course. Yeah. What?
And these niggas till they drop.
Now everything's good in my hood and it's on and pop.
From what I'm seeing, I see that Jerms is an ass man. Mm-hmm. Guys are either like ass or tits, but he's all about the ass.
Yeah. Nigga feel, talk that shit, wow. Caps get she knows. Oh, wow. She's leading. She's leading.
That's how it goes. Wow. The girls take the lead.
Wow. That's good. Thanks. Live by the gun. You know what I'm saying? She knows it. She knows it. Wow.
All right. Woo!
Charlie. Looks. Make sure my shit reads easy, motherfucking E. And it's a fact. To be exact, my tombstone should read, he put Compton on that map. And that's how a nigga feel when I'm giving
now
up
they're
the
having her
fucking real.
Just a protection.
Wow. That's just amazing.
So is Kazoo gonna get one or?
No.
Is Kazoo gonna get one or?
No.
Jeremy took the lead like Dr.
He's the one. No, he's the one.
What happened to your dream coming
no, he's
true?
Not,
I'm advocating for your lap dance right here.
But I remember I got a lap dance last time. I used to have a French maid like on the Santa Monica. This French lady took me out to one of the strip clubs nearby Santa Monica, you know, Santa Monica City. There is a strip club, it's called Fantasy Island. And then she took me out for my birthday. I said, where am I going? And then she took me like, oh, Kazoo, you know, you have to have fun on your birthday. And it's old lady, over like 70-something years old. Old lady took me to the strip club on my birthday. And I was standing there getting a lap dance. But this lady was enormously big. I said, I'm
the lap dance lady?
Huge.
The person giving you the lap dance was...
Because she paid it maybe cheap, I guess. I don't know. She was an old lady. But she was our maid.
Looking for a bargain.
Yeah. But the thing is, I said, I'm going to be smashed, bro, Rando. I can't sit in here. And she said, well, we should go home. So that's about it. But today I saw real lap dancing. She's, you know, skinny and beautiful.
See, he's still deprived of real lap dance.
But the thing is,
Diamond did a really good lap dance. Because I'll tell you what I don't like when I get a lap dance is the chicks that, like, hop up and down on you like this, and they fucking, they like beat you up and shit. And she gave a really nice, slow, sensual dance, and that's what I really like.
Because she knows dancing, because those are popping and hitting your cock, like smashing it. Those people we call rubbing. It's not the lap dancer, but a hopping, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can imagine that, but I really see that she's talented.
Thank you very much for that.
Grinding is way definitely better than hopping.
So we have.
How about you, Kitty? Do you for a minute there were starting to get into chicks, right?
Remember
when you were going to go out with the girl from the Love Bite, and you guys were going to go vibrator shopping together?
Yeah, we did.
But there was no chemistry, right?
I think she's really into her mistress.
She is, yeah.
She talks about her a lot. She's like all about it.
Yeah. Did you know that they did? I told you they did a live fisting show here, right?
No, you didn't.
I didn't tell you that. Right on that table over there, a woman laid down, and Nancy, the girl you went out with, put on a rubber glove.
Oh no!
Started with one finger, two fingers, three fingers.
I can't even handle two fingers. I don't know how people do that.
And by the end, this woman was on the table having a screaming orgasm. She had her entire fist in this. Up to the
wrist.
What's
happening
here? Yeah.
Yeah, what is happening there? Look at me and Diamond's faces.
It was the craziest thing I ever saw, like right there on that table. And this chick was loving it. An entire fist.
Maybe she was loose. Was the lady loose?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you gotta be kind of loose for a fist, right?
Of course.
Like, to be able to take that shit. She must have had, is she a mom? Like, she probably had a kid already.
I have no idea. Wow. But, I mean, these women, you know, this is what they do. This is their lifestyle.
Well, I mean, it probably is like those, like, you know, like there's piercing people. Like, you get a couple piercings, she get more addicted. Then people get into, like, suspension. Like, keep taking it further and further. Or, like,
that's right.
Freaking, what is that thing? What is the PP one called?
Peepee one?
Prince
Albert.
Prince Albert and nipples and all that shit. Maybe it's like there's regular missionaries probably like nothing to them. Like,
these girls they whipped each other. They had whips and chains and paddles metal rod. She was whipping this woman with a metal rod, and the woman came around and showed us here in the control room her ass, and it was all welted up. And she loved it.
You know, there's like horse. I don't know what it's called, but like one of them will be the horse. I think there's even like a butt plug
like
that
pony
has the
play
tail.
It's called
yes,
pony play.
Pony play. And
they
like
talk
one
about
of them
all
beats
that
the
stuff
one.
On
yeah.
You know, there's furries.
Yes, actually, I have a story about furries.
Tell me about furries.
Okay, do you guys ever watch A Thousand Ways to Die?
I was on that.
Yes,
it was on one.
You were
of
on that cast.
I was.
I'm dead.
I did two segments. Yeah. You can go.
Okay. Just quick furry thing. So one of the ways to die, I guess, like this guy was like on shrooms in the desert or like in the forest. He was in the forest. He was like on shrooms. He was all tripping and shit. So then he like, this furry, because I guess they like meet each other, right? Like in random places, and they're all dressed as different stuff, and then they just start fucking, right?
Yeah.
So he's like wanting to like hook up with one of them, but he was still normal. He wasn't a furry, so they're just like, okay, get away. A fucking bear comes up and he tries to fuck the bear. So like the bear wasn't having it. And
that's right.
Yeah, he fucking died.
Are you sure?
A Thousand Ways to Die. Haven't you ever heard of that show?
Right. He mistook
the bear.
He was high. Did you hear the first part, Jeremy?
Yeah, but what kind
of high
I'm
not even calling you Jeremy.
You're
in trouble. It's Jeremy. Did you not hear the fucking...
You got to be really, really high to be like, I think I'll fuck this bear.
Can you devil's advocate here?
That's a bestiality.
That's like angel.
Would you have two
high.
Stories about?
Yeah, I did.
All Thousand Ways to Die.
Yeah, and then I had a two Japanese segment. And the one segment where I was a Japanese businessman bowing too many times, hit somehow the forehead each other, and I was the one dying. And the other one was like one Japanese samurai committing suicide, and then I was the one who is beheading his head. Ooh. But I used to be a real professional sword stuntman, so they know I can stop the real sword right inch of their head. So I did that many times.
Wow.
I didn't cut off his real head, but I did. So you can see that on, I think, last season's one, there is one Japanese seppuku segment. That's the one I'm talking about.
Seppuku?
Seppuku, you know, harakiri.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's, so I was twice, and so they call me once. I don't think they're shooting anymore. But
seppuku is when the samurai kills himself because of dishonor, right?
That's right. Yeah. So that was it. So I did that segment, I guess. That's about it. They're still showing.
Kaz, we never came back to it, but I want to know what kind of crazy drugs you did back in your party days.
Well, anything they introduced me at Chateau Marmont.
Oh, wow.
Hotel. I used to stay there. And then next door was somewhere upstairs. That's where Lindsay Lohan always staying. I mean, she was staying there. I used to have a room there. I had a lot of money. But now I lost because my fiancé took all my money. Anyway, that's fine.
That's a whole other episode right there.
Why do girls do that?
That's what I'm saying. Do not... Well, you can fall in love, but no bank account.
No joint bank accounts, man. Listen to Judge Judy.
So that's why I'm strictly careful about it, rather than I feed the people, not just pay. Mm-hmm.
Where'd your money come from?
Money, more problem.
I was really making money in Japan already when I was young, Kabuki theater. You know, every night almost $1,000 to $10,000 cash. Every night. I'm working every night, get the pay, drinking, I don't have to pay. So it's like money just grows like a snowball. I bought a first condo in Tokyo, really expensive. I was 18. And then really, whatever things. So, but I was really tired. Money doesn't make me happy. And I got sick, that's why I moved here. And I'm really happy. You know, money doesn't do anything. But you just need enough money to enjoy and serve people. And that's all. If you have too much money, wow. Those countries really kill me.
Wow.
So I guess... Yeah, if anybody take money from me and then be happy, that's fine. That's whatever they're happy for. But my happiness is interacting with many people as much as I can and then contact, you know, whatever, communicate with those people. So that's my passion. But also I want to die this way, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We all want to die happy.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Happy. So that's Adam Moe about, too. So that's why I work with him. And then it's almost
Did you ever snort meth?
Yeah?
Yeah. What's that like?
Well, you haven't ever tasted? I mean, did it?
I've never tried.
You've never done it?
You shouldn't do that.
Be careful. Yeah, you shouldn't do that.
I'm actually very lightweight when it comes to drugs. I've done mushrooms and I've smoked marijuana. Yeah, meth, and that's it.
Meth would kill you. I mean...
Alcohol.
Yeah.
Well, alcohol, whatever.
But it's...
That's every American's drug.
It's a combination of it. I did a whole coke and everything. But the thing is, I can enjoy it while I'm on... But after that, it's rebounded really bad.
The come down from meth is pretty bad, huh?
That's worse. And they, people can tell. I mean, it's really
what goes up must go down.
Yeah, so I would enjoy, I mean, whatever I was on, but now I feel like I'm over 30-something, you know, 5. So I would do that now, you know? I'm going to kill myself if I do that. But the younger, you can do it, but still you're going to ruin your whole future. So I wouldn't recommend you doing it. That's my advice for now.
Well, this has been an interesting episode of the Adam Moe podcast. We never found Adam Moe. He called in. We don't know where he was.
Yeah, well.
He was in a taxi cab.
Oh, right, and he was shit-faced.
And he was shit-faced.
Yeah, he should be around there.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, we're going to shoot the new Adam Moe show this weekend, actually, at Del Taco. No, what's that? Del Amo? Whatever.
I think I know one of the executive producers on
yeah.
that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so we're going to shoot that. So, yeah, that's true. So, we're going to have Adam Moe show. I think next week you're going to enjoy Adam Moe podcast with Adam Moe, and then you can talk about the real this shooting this
Yeah.
In the end of the week coming. Okay.
Thanks a lot, Diamond, for coming in.
Welcome.
We really appreciate you being here. Thanks a lot, Kitty.
You're welcome.
Thanks for stopping by and hanging out with us. We're going to go to the playpen now, downtown LA. Kazi's going to get a whole bunch of lap dances.
What time is that?
And all right, thanks a lot,
thank
everybody.
Thanks.
Stop
thanks.
The show. Breakfast lot. Take a bite. Make it right. Spaghetti. Oh no no no. Wait till lunch. Crunch 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 my cereal bunch. Animal. Animal. 6 5 4 3 2 1. Breakfast show.
Sexy Time Talk from 9 to 10 p.m. Pacific Time on Wednesday nights here on